on the last Amud, last Mishnah, Kaf Ches Amud Beis, top of the page. Nashim b'moed hem anos savalo metapchos. It's women on the moed, this is a moed, so they can, ma'anos, they can chant together, as we'll see, avalo metapchos, but they can't clap their hands, some say clap on their against their body, for the mace, like they would normally do on a Yom Chol. Rishmala, Moras Mechus L'mita, those that are close to the mita of the Tfura, so then they can even, they can metapchos, they can even clap their hands. Roshe Chadashim, Mechanech V'Purim, Manos U'metapchos. This is less of a chag, so then therefore they can do both, they can Manos and metapchos. They can chant and clap their hands as well. Vizeh, on Moed and these other types of Chanukah, etc., and Purim, lo mikonenos. However, they can't mikonen, which we'll see means that one calls out and then everybody else answers. That they cannot do. Nikbar mace, however, once the mace is nikbar, so then that's the end of that. So lo manos on lo matap, can't do anything anymore. Now the Gemara clears what are these things. They say, inui, what is ma'anonos? What is that? Shekula and onos ke'achas. They sing together. Kina, what is that? She'achas, that one of them starts off and midaberes. Shekula and onos achare. And everybody else answers after. Shnei Amar, as it says, no pasuk v'lamidna benoseichem nehi. That refers to the ma'anonos. And ve'isha re'usa, kina. And that's, and one of them starts off and the others answers. It's hinted to nisha re'usa. Now, this is the Gemara, the Mishnah is ending up here. It's just the last Mishnah, so I want to end up on a little bit of a more cheery note. And therefore it says, Avala, Sid Lavo, in the future, Omer, Bila Hamavis Lanetzach, Umacha, Hashem Elokim, Dima, Me'al Kol Panim. Hashem's going to eliminate the death forever, and he'll erase from the faces all tears. Okay, now the Gemara. My Amran. The women, when they would give their hesped, what did they used to say? Amar Rav, they used to say, Vaila azla, vaila chavila. Woe to the one that goes to the basic forest and is not coming back. That was the nifter. Vaila chavila, and woe to this different perushim. One perush like a chavila, like a package or whatever that the mace is carried in, like this, the coffin. Amar Rav, and neshed shchansif. I'm going to see a bunch of things that they used to say. These were women that were chachamot, said, and they used to must be. They used to say that hesped amran hachi vayla azla vayla chavila. Yirashi is not Rashi on the Mishnah below perush chavila chavala. Okay. Vama Rava neshed shchansiv amran. They used to say the following eulogy. Good garma mikacha v'nimte maya lantichi. That the garma is a bone. That the bone fell from the kacha is the like the jaw. In other words, the teeth fell out of this person. You know, was in the nifter venia, and he can't chew anymore. That was the person's gone. He can't chew anymore. And also nimte ma'ilan tiche, that the water that was swallowed is it comes back up again. And there's no need for water for re-drinking anymore. The person is not alive anymore. Rashi, good garma mikacha, naflu halechaim, the jaws, like jaws fell down. And nimtu mayan tichi, kolomar, hadri maya lemafreya, that the water that was swallowed comes back up again, klapei mal. Vama rava, neshedi shchansi vamran, then another eulogy. Atu fichas, when a chasha person died, they would say atu fichasu ture. Let the mountains wrap up and cover themselves. Like you know, there should be create darkness. Why the barami barravravi? Who? Because the person that died is a chasha of a person. Rami, as in you know, ram, like exalted, and ravravi also great. This great person died. Vamar Ravan, a sheidish chanti vamran. Another eulogy. Shayol itzala the milsa. That Shayol is first to Shaol, like the grave, is a itzala the milsa. It's like a clothing of a like a silk clothing to this person. There was this person, so we're talking about a person who was very poor, so he didn't have any money even to buy shrouds. So the grave is like the shrouds for this person. The bar chorin to this person, it's bar chorin means the free here, free from money. I mean, he doesn't have any money. The shalimu is davde. He doesn't have any. His parnasa is gone. He has nothing. And they used to say this in order to encourage people to donate money to help pay for this guy's funeral. Vamarava nesheidishchanti vamran. Rahit v'nafil amabra, that this person was running after money, and he fell in the crossroads between this world and the next world. V'zufta yazif, and he has to borrow money from other people in order to again pay for his kvura. Rama Rava neshei deshchanti v'amran, another one. Achna tagare, my brethren the merchants. Azavgi mi badku, just check out his nest. Rashi says it's kina, like a nest. And he goes check to see his money, and you see if he has any money left over. Here he's running his whole life after money. Lamaisa now, see if he has anything that he can pay for his shrouds. Vamarava nishay deshchanti vamran mosa kimosa. Talking about a sick person that suffered. So the death of this one is like the other one, Umari Nichibalaya, but this one suffered a lot. Marini had a lot of bad things. Okay, Rashi, Shayuli Stala Demelsa, Kolomar Yafem Misa Kamalbu Shilmelas. That the death is good like a silk clothing. The shlimu zavdas shekalu lo mazonos of shehuani. That is, the mazonos is gone because he's poor. Atuf choshech to make the mountain should make dark. As vagni we said is kina the nest. Mosa koladames. Everybody dies, but we said this one is a marin chiblaya ha isurin hein babait. Okay. Tanya Amar Taya Hayarami Mir Omer. So dvarim shel misa. What should a person take to heart? He should take to heart dvarim shel matters of death, and which are the following: the yisped yispedune, that the person should be careful to give hespedim, so that one day when he needs a hesped, he'll receive a hesped. Udiikbar yikbaruni, and he should bury the people so that when his time comes, people will bury him. The itan itanune, that he should carry the meisim so that he'll be carried. The idal idluni, and he should lift up his voice in hesped so that one day people do that to him. The ikadamri, in some say it a little bit different. The lo yidal idluni, that if he doesn't raise his sabavnam, he doesn't care about his covet, and he's osik with meisim, so that Hashem will raise up his covet. Idluni, that Hashem will raise him up. Yisiva that says Kitova Marlacha Alehena. Okay, Rashi the Idal Yidluni Kolomar Magbin Behesped Lemi Shemagbia Kolo Lehesped Achirim. That if he lifts up his voice for Hesped, people will do the soft to him. Okay, back to the Gemara. Tana Rabbanim Kishemezu Banav Shel Rabbi Shmuel. He had a couple. He lost a couple of kids, one after the other. So after that happened, Nichnasu Abra Zakenim L'Nachamo. So four Zakenim went in to be Menachemim. And who were they? Rabbi Tarfon, Rabbi Yossi Aglili, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Rabbi Akiva. So Amar Lehem, Rabbi Tarfon, so before they went in, he warned them, the other three, and he said, listen, do Shechachem Gadol. Rabbi Shmuel, they were coming to Menachem. He's a big Chacham. Ubaki Bagados. He's an expert on Agadus. Therefore, he says, "Al yikane sachad mikem l'tok divrei chaveiro." And I was, don't start talking between yourselves divrei Torah, because he's inevitably gonna, you know, wanna hear it. He's gonna comment on it, whatever. And he's asur b'divrei Torah, so don't get into any discussions when we go in. Fine, I'm a Rabbi Kiva v'ani acharon. He says, "I'll be the last one to speak." Patach Rabbi Yishmael. So they went in. Rabbi Shmuel, he was the one that there came to be Menachem. So he started off, and he said, "Vamar Rabu Avonosav, great are his sins," referring to himself, like, "Greater my sins." In other words, "Techafu Avelav, that he lost his second child, so he has that there's he has a lot of avelus one after the other. And he triach rabosav, and I'm being matriach my rabbanim because you're kafta. You came already, Menachemi, once. I have to come again a second time. Pam yishana ushniya. So that's what Rabbi Shmuel said. Then came now what the Rabbanim said to him, to Menachem. So first was Rabbi Tarfon. Nana Rabbi Tarfon, Amar, he said the following. It says in the pasuk concerning Nadav and Avihu, Aaron's sons, V'cheichem b'chol beis Yisrael yivku et asreifa, that everybody cried for them. V'alo dvarim kal v'chomer uma Nadav Avihu shelo asu ela mitzvah achas dichsi v'yekrivu b'nei Aaron esam eilav. So kach v'benavsh Rabbi Shmuel alachas kama v'kama. So the sons of Aaron, that they only did one mitzvah, obviously it doesn't mean that they only did one mitzvah in their whole lives. They did plenty of mitzvahs, but it's referring to at the just before they died, they did a mitzvah that was for the klal. That was, they brought the dam, and when they were being inaugurated, being the kohen the first day, so they brought the dam to Aaron v'yakrivu as a dam elav. And that was they did like one mitzvah, l'torech haklal, and then they died. So too, and yet, we see Yivku as a sreifa, that everybody cried for them. So, kal v'chomer, your sons that did plenty of mitzvahs for the klal, so all the more so that they're going to deserve to be cried by the masses. Nana Rabbi Rasi Haglili V'amar. Allah, he's referring to, we're going to see Aviha, with the son of Yaravam ben Nevat. It says, "V'saftu lo chol Yisrael v'kavru oso." So they chol Yisrael, they remaspid him, they buried him. V'alok advarim kal v'chomer uma via ben Yeravam shelo asay al davar achatov. The son of Yeravam ben Nevat, he only did one good thing, and yet it says, as it says, "Yan nimtzavo davar tov," because he did a good thing. So in the kach, so your sons, banav shel Rabbi Shmuel, they did a number of good things for the Rabbim, not just one. Alachas kama v'kama, all the more. So all the more as, in my davar tov, what was this one good thing that Avia did? It's a machlokes. Rabbi Zeir, Rabbi Chanina ben Bar Papa. Chad Amar once said the good thing he did was shebito mishmarto. Right, that his father, Yeravam ben Nevat, put up these sentries on the way because he didn't want to let people come to do aliyah l'regel. And he gave his son, who was, and he put him as one of the guards. He had one of the shifts, but he didn't do his job. He left the shift, and he actually went to Yerushalayim. He was all himself, Larega. That was the davar tov he did, and that's one shita. That's Chadamar. The other one says, V'chadamar shebitel pardesos shehoshiv Yaravam aviv al hadrachim. Shelo Yalu Yisrael Aregel. Not that he himself ran away, left his position as the guard. He actually was Mavatal the guards. He stopped the guards from being there. Okay, Nana Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah v'Amar. He said his thing. He was talking about Tzidkiyahu HaMelech, and he said it says in the pasuk B'Shalom Tamus, referring to Tzidkiyahu, right? In Shalom you'll die. B'Mishrofos. That used to have a minhag that the kings, the chashuv people, like the kings, they used to, after they died, used to burn their beds and things, their furniture and stuff like that. So they said that Tzidkiyahu, you know, you're such a chashuv person, you deserve this as well. So v'alo dvarim chamachomer ma Tzidkiyahu melech Yehuda shelo asa ela mitzvah achas, that he only did one mitzvah, referring just before he died, and what was that? She'ela Yirmiya Minatit, that his enemies threw him in the mud, and Tzidkiyahu took him out, schlepped him out, which was again a Torah for the masses, because now Yirmiya can give the people Musar, and they can do tshuva, Marsha says. So he did this one thing, and still we see this tremendous honor they gave to him. So Banav Shel Rabbi Yishmael, your sons, Alchas Kama V'Kama, that we have to give them honor after their death. Finally, Rabbi Kiva said he wanted to be the last one. He was. Nana Rabbi Kiva v'amar. It says in the pasuk, "Bayomahu yigdal amisped b'Yerushalayim, kemisped hadadrimon b'bikas Megidon." The Amar of Yosef, he said concerning this pasuk, "Imali Targume, the high crowd, lo have yedana my kama. He says, if it wasn't for the Targum on this pasuk, we wouldn't know what it's saying, because there was no such thing. We find no source of a mispit of Dadrimon and Vikas Meginon. So, what's going on? So what is the Targum? So, the Targum says as follows. Bidana hu, in that day, Yiske Mispeda of Yerushalayim, there will be a great hespid in Yerushalayim. Kim Mispeda de Achav bar Omri, the Katil Yasei, Hadadrimon ben bar Tavrimon. So there was a great hespit for Achav, the son of Omri, who was killed by Hadadrimon bar Tavrimon. Ooh, Kemispe de Yoshiyah bar Amon, the Katel Yasei, Paro Chagira, that he was killed by Paro Nechay. So, because Megiddo, and because in this place, because Megiddo. So that's what the pasuk means. And Valod Varim Chavachomer, and Rabbi Kiva also made a Chavachomer, and he says, Ma Achav Melech Yisrael, Shalo Asael Adavar Echad Tov. So Madach Achav, that only one good thing was done to him, as the Chsiv, as it says, he only did one good thing. The Chsiv, as it says, Vamelech Hayah Ma'amad Mirchava Nochach Aram. So therefore, Kach Banav Shemri Shmer Lachas Kama V'Kama. That this, like Achav had this great misfit, so did he. So what was this thing he did? That says in the pasuk that he was in the chariot during the war. He got wounded, and but he forced himself to stay erect in the chariot, because he knew that if people would see that he's hurt, it would all the forces would say, oh no, our leader's hurt, and they would just mitiyash and run away. So he made sure he stood erect, even though he was obviously very painful or whatever. He did so to make sure that the troops don't get weak. And that was the Devar Tov, and he had this great hespet to him, all the more so, sons of Rabbi Shmuel. Okay. Rabbi Rashi, Hitriach Rabosav, Shebaim Lanachamo, Mishmarto, Shehoshiv Yaravam, Shalol Alo Larego, said, Maima de Merchava Shalo Yikashlu. That again, he stood up in the chariot so they shouldn't be nichshel. Okay. Back to the Gemara. Amalei Rava, the Rava Bar Mary. Siv Bei Betzidkiyahu. It says concerning Tzidkiyahu, Bishalom Tamuz. So again, it seems to be a steer. On the one hand, it says the pasuk that he's going to die Bishalom. Yet it says, Siv, in another pasuk, Beis Einei Tzidkiyahu Iver, that Nebuchadnezzar poked out his eyes. So what kind of Bishalom Tamuz is that? So Hachi Amar Yochanan, he answered, Astira, Shemes Nebuchadnezzar B'yamav, that the Shtikl Nechama, he said, and Nebuchadnezzar, though, died before him in his lifetime. So that's B'Shalom Tamuz. V'amar Rava, the Rava Bar Mari, Ksive be Yoshiyahu, it says, V'Yoshiyahu, Lachin Hinini Osifcha Al Vosecha, V'Nesafta Al Kivrasecha B'Shalom. And also by him, it says that Hashem said he's going to gather him to his fathers, etc., b'shalom. He's going to die b'shalom. Yet it says, "Uksiv vayyoru hayorim lamelech Yoshiyahu," that they shot arrows at him, through him. V'amarav Yehuda amarav shasau kivara, that it was so many arrows, they made him to like a sieve. So what kind of shalom is that? Being that all these arrows go through. So Amar Lei, so he answered, Rabbi Bar Meir, he said to Rava, Hachi Amar Yochanan, this is how you mekayim the shalom of the death, Shalom Chara Beis HaMikdash B'yamav. At least he had, again, Chama did it, the Beis HaMikdash wasn't destroyed in his day. Okay. Fine, let's go on. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Ein Menachemim Rashaim Lomar Davar Ad Sheiftach Avo. That the person coming to Menachem Avol, he's not supposed to say anything until the person that he's coming to Menachem starts, says something first. Shneemar, as we see by Eov, says, Acharei Kein Patach Eov Espiu. That after that, Eov opened his mouth, the Hadar, and only after he started off and said something, then Vayan Eliphaz Atimani, then he was able to give the words of Nechama. Amar v'yabau, minayin le'aval shemeseh b'rosh. How do we know that an aval is supposed to sit at the head when people are coming to Menachem? Em shene'emar, as it says, efchar darkam ve'eshev rosh, ve'eshkon kemelech v'gedud, kasher aveli minachem. So it says that I will choose their way, and I will sit at the head, and I'll rest like a king in the troops. And it says, Kasher Aveli Menachem, as one is Menachem Aveli. So the Gemara says, so fine, we see sitting at the head, but it's Mashem here, the one that is coming to be Menachem sits at the head. Kasher Avelim Yenachem, when you're coming to Menachem Avelim, it says Eshe Barosh. So it sounds like the Menachem, the one doing the Menachem, they sit at the head. The Gemara asks, right? Yenachem Achrini Mashma. So when it says Yenachem, that's Mashma other. So the Gemara answers, Amar Rav Nachman, Bar Yitzchak, you have to read it Yenachem, Siv. Now, it was not with a patach underneath the nun, a yinachem, but rather yinachem with a kamat. So that makes a difference from being the person, being menachem or giving the nechama. You see that sometimes it's like, you know, a patach and kamat can make the whole difference between, the whole big difference, who's being either the one receiving the nechama or giving the nechama. Vardutramar, he brought another source that he sits at the head, the avo mehacha, from here it says, Vesar Mizrach Sruchim. So Mizrach refers to the Avol, and he's not a sar l'sruchim. He becomes like a prince to the Sruchim, or the exalted ones. So he's like the head. Okay, Rashi, Yenachem Acheri Mashma, Shemenachemim Yoshvim Barosh. The people being Menachem, to the Torah. Sruchim l'Lashon Rabbi. Okay. Amar Rabbi Chama Bar Chanina, Minayin L'chasen Shemesi Barosh. How do we also know that Chassan, he also sits at the head? Shneimar, as it says, Kechassan Yechehen Pe'er. They were comparing the Chassan to a Kohen. And Ma Kohen Barosh, just like the Kohen's at the head, sits at the head, so Av Chassan Barosh, so to a Chassan, he also sits at the head. V'Kohen Gufe Minal. And how do we know that a Kohen sits at the head? The Sana Deve Rabbi Shmuel, as he taught, it says, the Gabi Kohen, in the Torah, V'Kidashto. You have to make him holy. So we learn from here that you have to give him preference. L'chol davar shebekedusha, you have to give him first. Liftoach rishon, you have to let him have the first aliyah. Levarach rishon, you have to give him the honor of birchas hamotzi and birchas hamazon. You have to give him the honor. V'litol mana yafer rishon, when you're dividing out, cake, so you give the kohen the first choice piece of cake. Okay, Rashi, as he says, Liftoach Rishon is Likros Sefer Torah, Levarach, Birchas Amazon. I'm Rabbi Chanina. Kasha, Yitzias Neshama Min HaGuf, it's when the Neshama leaves the Guf, it's so hard on the person. Akit Tzipori, B'fi HaVeshet. Tzipori, Rashi says, Yitzor B'fi HaVeshet, Kechevel Sheish Bo Kesher, Yotzei B'Koshi Min HaTorin. That we have a rope that has a knot in it, and there's inside where the mast of the ship is, they have these rings and the rope in it with the knot. So if you were to pull the rope out of the ring with the knot in it, it's very hard to do. So that's the difficulty that is when the neshama leaves the goof. And Rabbi Yochanan Amar ki piture. If he had veshet, it's a little kipituri. Rashi says shekoshrim shtei sfinot biyaka, like cords that they tie two ships together. Again, the same idea. It's then they go through these rings with the cords with the knots and everything, and it's very hard to get through the rings, and that's the difficulty in the shema leaving the goof, and that's that. So the rest will say for the seam.